Blog Talk Radio.
No limit, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Say no limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me. Enlarge my territory. Say, no limit, no boundaries. Said I see increase all around me.
The only Dr. David LT in the studio. We see you there, man. I'm excited to be here.
Radio Party, which means you can find us in your iHeartRadio app. Just do a simple search for the DTLO Media Group. Do a simple search for the Tickle and Talk Media Group. You can find us there. Yes, yes, and yes. You can find us there. Amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget to, you can find all of our broadcasts on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can download the podcast. You can find us there. Amen. Hey, y'all, it's Friday. It's Friday. Yeah, yeah, it's Friday. Everybody excited about it being Friday? I know I am. It feels like, now help me out, Tiny, because you know the way my brain set up. This past Monday was Labor Day, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I promise you this felt like the longest week ever. I think it felt like long. I think it's because of Monday. Because Monday, Monday I did a lot on Monday.
I mean... was a short week.
This week?
Yeah.
I don't know. I barbecued on Monday.
Yeah, you did.
It was tasty. Lord, that mercy was good. Barbecued on Monday, and then after the barbecue, we were too tired to do the show, so we sat out.
Hours.
Huh?
It wasn't enough. Hours.
Right, it wasn't enough. It was just too much going on.
Yeah.
And then of course the week started on Tuesday with our regular Tuesday, you know, schedules and shenanigans, which was not great. Y'all saw it. And then the week just took off, you know, it's a lot, football season, meetings and all that kind of stuff. And just like on and on. It actually started Friday because Friday, all the running around I did on Friday, at school, came here for a funeral, went back to school for practice, and we had a game Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Had a game Friday night. So, yeah, football game Friday night. We're 2-0. We ain't been on the Essence. We been 2-0. No, we ain't been here. What y'all know about it? Huh? Holler at me tomorrow, 3-0. What y'all know about it? What y'all know about them Christ the King gladiators? Huh? What y'all know about the best defense in the conference? Ain't gave up. Look, let me talk some bad issues. Ain't gave up nothing but 3 points. Huh? What y'all know about it? Y'all better check, recognize, see who we know about. I ain't making it up. anyway, but yeah, it just feels like it had been a long week, and I was kind of glad to see Friday get here. It just felt like it was necessary. I was happy about it, so I'm good with that. But I want to talk about some. I want to talk about some other stuff. So the Taste of Chicago, y'all, in September. Is anybody going? I know I got people listening and watching me that's not in Chicago right now. But is anybody going to the Taste of Chicago in September? Is anybody going to the Taste? I am. And how long? Is it just till Sunday?
I don't know.
Can we find out?
Search it up.
Yeah. Oh, God. Taste of Chicago 2021.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something real fast.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you be looking like you don't want to do it. You know, Cheryl Burton, you know, they have an iPad and everything.
All my iPads is trash.
Okay. Well, you got two sets of computers. You got one you look at and one over to the side and everything. So when I ask you to search it up, you shouldn't have a problem. Cheryl Burton,
still
be having a problem. They read off that iPad sometimes.
That's what she's telling me right now.
I want you to keep your husband to a minimum.
What I heard you say was, shut what they call up and look it up yourself. That's what I thought I heard you say.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what I heard you say. Friday, September 8th. No, it's just till Sunday. It's till Sunday, so it's 3 days. Did it shrink? In days, it already had shrunk once. Mm-hmm. Now it's shrunk down to 3 days. And I'm assuming we have to move it again next year because the race is back again.
Mm-hmm. We have 3 years.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. I was not aware. I mean, I was aware, but okay. So take Chicago 3 days. I just want to know if anybody's going. Does anybody plan on attending the Taste of Chicago this year? The weather is interesting. I mean, when are we going to go? Sunday?
No, we can't go.
Oh, right. We can't go Sunday. When are we going to go? Tomorrow? Can't go tomorrow.
No,
but
you're
trying to see me. Praise the Lord. Say where y'all been. I know. We've been outside. Malia Stewart says she going. Are you? Well, I thought she went to Chicago for some reason.
She is.
She's
been taking Naperville
safer. Oh. Okay. Ain't y'all have a real fest? The real fest come and go already for Naperville? Out that way? Did y'all already have a real fest out there? I don't know, man. I don't know. You know what, though? When I was looking at the news this morning, to be honest with you, I saw there's really nothing at the Taste I want to taste.
Because we made it all.
Yeah. Like, what is it to...
They can't show us nothing different that we have not even been to.
My cheesecake better than Eli's, so, you know, I... I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feeling, but I'm just trying to tell y'all the truth. My cheesecake, yes, my homemade cheesecake. Oh, it moved to Wheaton. Okay. My homemade cheesecake is better than Eli. So I ain't, that ain't doing nothing for me. You know, the cheesecake thing. I know, man. We're gonna get you one. We're gonna get it together. So yeah, I'm not interested in that. So if y'all going, Malia, you going, be careful, be safe down the tape. If y'all going, y'all see something good, let me know. You know. I mean, I'm beyond the turkey legs and all that. I don't need that, you know. And telling me that, you know, who is that? Pizzeria Uno and who is it? Gino's East, whatever that they down there. I don't need to go to the taste. I don't know. It's something about the taste years ago was you went to the taste the places of the food of the places you never went to that you probably would never go to.
Right.
But if you are people who frequent outside, it's kind of why we going to the taste. Like, I really would have to see who's there. Is there a list of the restaurant? Let me see. I am trying. Is there a list of, let me see, menus? Okay, here we go. Taste of Chicago. 2023 Grand Park menu. Let's look and see. I'm curious, is there any place on here that I would be interested in sampling their food without going to the restaurant? Felicia said, I refuse to pay $8 for a wing. Okay, so food booths. Okay, the African Food Palace. You can get an oxtail plate for $25. Might be interesting. Aaron's Thai Restaurant. Or probably Arun's Thai restaurant. Okay. I don't know how I feel about that one. Bado Senegalese cuisine. So food from Senegal. Oh, Senegalese. Is that what it's about? Senegalese? Help me out. I'm not sure. They got jerk combo with jollof rice, cabbage, plantain. That sounds interesting. Banado. That's like a strawberry banana bar and all that kind of stuff. Billy Goat Tavern. Haven't we been there?
We haven't.
Okay, we've been to Billy Goat Tavern. Then we got BJ's Market and Bakery.
I haven't been there.
Mustard Fried Cat. Where is that? That sounds familiar.
It's on South.
Oh, okay. Felicia, don't buy into the Italian Fiesta hype. Please don't. Don't buy into it. Chicago Eats Marketplace. What about that? Chicago, the Jim Shoe, they got a sandwich called the Jim Shoe Sandwich. They got chicken fajita nachos. Ooh, they got Italian beef egg rolls. Interesting. What about the Chicago Doghouse? This says Chance the Snapper Alligator Sausage. Also, it's supposed to be some kind of hot dog. It's hot dog.
It's, you know, from the people of hot dogs. No hot dogs.
You know what? Yeah.
What you do?
Just, she ain't been on here 5 minutes.
Debate.
No, after the debate.
Ain't that some very, yeah, those are some good, yeah. Yeah, laugh.
Oh, God. The Churro Factory. Not interested. You might like that one.
Oh,
Jay
don't like churro.
Does he really?
Like, every time we at Sam's
Club. I knew the boy had some blacks to get in him.
That man stopped and hit a churro.
I'm like, I knew he like, did. Hey, sis, what's up, Pharrell? What's this place? The Classic Cobbler Baked Goods Company. Oh, you probably would like that one too, Tiny. That's okay. That's the desserts. Connie Pizza. Wow. Sorry.
You should have enough of that.
Cumin Club Indian Kitchen. The Cumin Club. Well, Cumin Club Indian Kitchen. Say that real fast. Cumin Club Indian Kitchen. They're going to be there. Doom Street Eats. Chicken and waffle dog with mac and cheese. Maple bacon donut grilled cheese. What in the whole? Help me, Holy Ghost. All right. Oh, here we go, Tanya. Esperanza. We need to find out where they at. Tacos de barbacoa, shredded beef.
Searching it up now.
Okay. Esperanza. We going to go there. Felicia, if I'm going to pay for food, I want to eat. I ain't paying Chicago for snacks. Pharrell, you going to the tape? You coming all the way out from 377 and 31st? Oh, God. Yeah, I wonder do they meet our requirements? Is the question.
I'm looking right now.
Fanny's Cafe, combination beef and sausage sandwich. They don't sound bad. Gabby's Funnel Cakes. What about them? Been there?
I can make them funnel cakes.
Okay. Then they got Healthy Substance. What is that? Three taco combo. I'm good. JJ Thai Street Food. Josephine Southern Cooking. Now, how Josephine Southern
Cooking? Didn't we go down already? Is that the place we went to?
Stop playing. That better not be that place.
It better not.
You lying to me. The devil is a lie. I know this ain't. Hold on, Jesus. We must
search it up.
We must do some search. Because this cannot be. Hold on. Lord have mercy. This cannot be.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Yes, it is.
No way. First of all, let me tell you this.
No,
I don't care. No. Let me read this menu they got for the taste. You ready for this? They supposedly have super loaded elote nachos.
They got
large elote corn of world tour, jerk, barbecue, or tradition. Loaded elote nachos. Is this the right menu?
Is this the same place, fellas?
It's the same place. Elote corn.
They have that for the taste, right?
Because that ain't what they...
That's not what we...
That ain't what they gave us. That ain't what they gave us. I'm so interested. Okay, let me get through the rest of these. It's a lot of restaurants down here.
Keep going. You read slow.
LC4 Restaurant. Lou Malnati. No, thank you. LC. It says LC.
Oh, okay.
LC Four Restaurant. That's what it said. Luminati Pizzeria. Mr. E Chef Catering. They got rib tip combo. You can get a taste of rib tips for $4. A taste of fries and sauce for $5. The fries cost more than the rib tip. Help us, Jesus. Pies of London. Pork chop. I thought they went out of business.
I did too. Because it's not one by Roosevelt Collection anymore. Oh, I think it's the one over there over here back in Hyde Park.
Oh, they got brisket nachos.
We straight. We got Dickers.
Hey, man. Prime tacos.
You've seen prime tacos.
At the festival.
Yes. And they're good, but they ain't got no drinks. And they have a truck. So.
All right. Yeah. Oh, Lord. I don't even know why. Who still eats Robinson's ribs?
Who keeping them busy?
Who? Right. Let me ask black folks a question. Which one of y'all keeping Robinson's open? Robinson's. You got still Robinson's number one ribs. Y'all ain't been number one ribs in a long time. Who keeping Robinson's open? The same people that's keeping Long John Silver open?
Baby.
Huh?
Baby, I need you to look.
What?
At these comments. And just.
Huh. Wait, hold on. We had somebody asked about some gospel music. Hold on, how I missed that? Go back up.
Yeah, I mean, you just read.
Okay.
Read.
I probably want me to go back up. Well, hey y'all. Okay. I need taste.
Where else do I need taste prices?
She had too many people that don't get enough food. All right. Where is Mark Official 23? Hello, sir. He says, hello, peace of the Lord. I'm Mark. Is that Paulo? And I like gospel music. I'm not from the USA, but from Brazil. But I've always had contact with this music. Among the singers I like and choirs are Kirk Franklin, Marvin Sepp, John P. Key, and others. Well, bless your ministry, Mark. Amen. From Brazil. I like that, man. You in Brazil now? Listen up. Come through, Brazil. Rio de Janeiro. Huh? What?
You act like you need a gold star for that.
My shoulders start shimmying when I said Rio de Janeiro. All right. I say, what is it? Olote. Elote.
I'm like, hold, please.
Felicia said, the way they keep shoving these both immigrants in, it's going to be the taste of Mexico in a minute. I'm done with you. I'm done with you. And brown chicken. What?
They do show up.
Who?
Brown chicken.
For what?
To take Chicago.
For why? pause. Homing in, but that was different. Pause for a moment, however, how did you ever come? When homing in was showing up at the tape, it was what, two locations? One?
Now you got more
home run ins than ever.
What's that? Pisano's and home run
ins
like neck and neck.
Oh, Adi. Right, right. But, okay, serious question, though. Y'all answer my question. Who is keeping, oh, so Perales saying who's keeping Brown's chicken alive? Because I want to know who's keeping Robinson's alive. At least Brown's chicken got some mushrooms.
No, Brown's chicken got some gizzards.
Brown's chicken got them mushrooms.
And, yes.
The mushrooms Oprah. Got the Holy Ghost.
And the pepper is fried. Like, who's keeping churches in business?
Well, you know who keeps churches in business.
They're undercooked chicken.
Yeah. First of all, there's a chicken.
First of all, I'm now really starting to believe somebody cloned Tyrone. Because that's some ghetto-ness.
Said brown chicken is title long.
Who? It's a title long. Who said that?
You know who said it.
You know who said it.
Oh, no. Who's keeping Rob? Who's keeping Rob? Okay.
She ain't lie. She ain't lie.
Get your title on.
She ain't lie. She did not lie. You be like, it's a private long place. Yep. She ain't lie.
Okay. Audrey says, Audrey trying to bring some common sense, trying to get us back on track. Audrey says there are tourists who go to the Taste and never experience these restaurants. And Audrey, guess what? They probably will never eat them again.
The only restaurant that I experienced as a Taste and then ended up going to their restaurant was the Polo Inn because, you know, they had fried green tomatoes and, you know, you've been there. You know, I've taken you there.
Yes, you have. I am, again, so confused about this menu from Josephine's
Trying to make money,
I'm trying to understand how Josephine is this menu from Josephine. I got to keep moving.
Ooh, babe.
Huh?
Got a question.
What's your question? Uh-oh. Tanya has a question. Here we go.
So.
Yes.
There are only two soul food restaurants in this world. And they are.
Oh, God. I already know where this is going to go. If you say something that starts with a.
They are Mac. Hey,
Josephine,
where you going? Where you eating at? Are you dying?
What's my choices again?
Mac
Arthur. On Madison, West Side.
West
Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Low end. Go ahead.
And Josephine.
South Side.
The South
Side. 79th Street.
Yes. Or dying.
Or am I just going to go ahead and...
Can I cash in that policy?
You ready for my answer?
I'm ready.
Soon and very soon.
Hey.
We are going to see. Soon and very soon. I is going to see. I'm here. Not I am. I'm good. As my great grandmama used to say, I got my ticket and I got my... I think your mic went out.
Oh, okay. Well, choose one.
I haven't been to MacArthur's since, when did they open? I don't even remember when MacArthur's opened. That was the last time I was at MacArthur's. But most recently, I've been to that Josephine's Southern Cookie. And I can tell you right now,
in the words of Offset, we straighter than straight.
It's Maine. Let me tell you right now, I would go, what's the restaurant I would go to?
Where you going?
I would go, I'm trying to name another restaurant that I said I would not go to, that I would go to before I went to either one of those.
Priscilla?
I ain't never really had Priscilla, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
No, I know too many people that rave about it, but I'm not.
I like it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was Reverend Ray's favorite place. Well, you know, he was bless his men. Right, his mama could make some oxtails, bless her heart. Woo, Jesus. She won't got me hooked now. Glory to God. Ain't nothing like a good oxtail. All right. No, so I ain't eating, baby. I'm dying. I'm just gonna let you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you take me to the hospital and they say, our food is being, it ain't Aramark or whatever that they get their food from Josephine, just go and tell them, go on, stop wasting insurance money. And go on, pull that young plug. Just tell them, pull the plug. I ain't that. I ain't that. I don't care. Look, mm-mm. Jesus himself would have to feed it to me. And bless it. I'd have to see him put his hand on it. The hand with the holes in it from the nails and the cross. To me to eat that nasty food from Joseph. I take my chance with MacArthur. Even though Felicia said they didn't have too many red letters on the door.
They had too many. Like, you know,
Josephine need a red letter.
Felicia ain't been to the city in like 18 years.
Josephine need a pink letter on the door. Bring your Pepto with you. Blue and white letter. X-Lax might be needed. All right. Who else coming to the table? Sapori, Trattoria, Soul Taco. Did we go to Soul Taco?
Yes, we have.
Soul Taco was good.
Soul
Taco was tasty. Yeah, okay. Oh, your other restaurant. Tecolotin. Yeah. Tecolotin. Aeolia. Aeolia. This don't spell like this. This don't spell. This ain't... No, this is T-A-C-O-L-T. I'm sorry. This is T-A-C-O.
Oh, that's another Mexican restaurant, and I don't believe they have drinks or they close too early.
This is the name of the place that the Namor came from in the Wakanda movie. Tacolotan.
Yeah.
Tacolot.
Yeah, we have not been to that.
Tacolan. Tacolan.
Okay, go on and read the next
one. Tandoor Char House. What's Nan?
It's like Nando's. You
don't like Nando. So Nan is N-A-A-N? Is what's that? Chicken?
It's chicken.
I don't want that.
I know you don't. Come on. No, I'm
good. Eli T.K. Overrated. The original rainbow cone. We have yet to go. The Soul Ingredient. Oh, now this sounds good. The Soul Ingredient Catering. Cajun Shrimp Po' Boy. Grilled Lamb Chops. Jerk Taco. That sounds good. A place called Yum Dum. Yum Dum. It's called Yum Dum. That's all they got.
Okay,
Yum Dum. And then they got some food trucks. Caesar's Saber Real. It's a food truck. Mexican food. Cynthia's Gumbo Express food truck. Where's that at? Decadent Flavor. That's a dessert. Delicia Tacos. And then Delicia Ice Cream and Mexican Snacks.
No Mexican
snacks. El Azteca. Another, I've seen that food truck. I think we've seen that one somewhere. Mm-hmm. Frio's Gourmet Pops. Frio's Gourmet Pops.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there's a funnel cake food truck. Hare's Gulf Shrimp. Fried shrimp bag. You get 8 butterfly shrimp for $12. And then... Harold's Chicken. Number 62. Like I know which one that is. Harold's number 62. Oh, wait. And Harold's number 55. What's the difference?
Oh, shit.
Somebody tell me what's in between Harold's 62 and Harold's 55. Oh. I bet you the people that live over there tell you.
Oh, shit.
And to say, where can I go to get the dipping taco? You mean the queso brio?
Yeah. Bria
Taco. The Bria Taco. It's a couple of places. Yeah. I just named one. Azteca. El Azteca. That's a food truck. Harold's Chicken 55. Or what's La Greta Mexican Snack? All these are still food trucks. Mr. Tittle's Cupcake. No, Miss Tittle's Cupcake. I had to read that right.
hey, speaking of.
What? Some of my mama?
You, no, you had a banana pudding too.
No, why would I eat a banana pudding cupcake?
And you
I
didn't even have. You had a banana pudding cup.
From who?
From Molly's cupcake.
Who was it for?
You just bought it.
No, that was hers.
You said I could have it.
But did you eat it?
No.
It might be still in the refrigerator then.
I love how we just hand it out. I'm hungry.
I don't know. I don't eat banana pudding, so no. Soul and Smoke. That sounds familiar. Soul and Smoke. Tasty Chicago. So that's it. But if y'all going to the tapes, man, be safe. Peral says, Angela, try two fish on 47th in Bronzeville. Black owned and delicious. Yeah, a little slow, but they, yeah.
Now, somebody has just messaged me. The question is, I would like to ask them.
What's the question?
Do you have church? That's all we need.
Who messaged you? A restaurant?
Somebody just messaged me and said they make real tacos. And I just want to know.
Oh, somebody, like somebody you know?
Yeah, somebody we both know.
Oh, they make beverages?
Or
did they bring your own?
Because we can shake our own.
Right, we can shake. Right, we have half shake and we'll travel.
We do have a shaker.
And we will travel.
We do bring our own.
We do. We don't come empty handed. Huh?
We make margaritas.
Huh?
If you Latina salada. If you cold. And I was like, oh,
all right. So if y'all going to the tape, seriously, be safe. I know it is, Pharrell. I know it is. But y'all be safe. Y'all go through the tape. All right, I'm going to move on real quick because we started late because, you know, getting from everywhere is hard. All right. Oh, let me hit that. All right. So let me get to what else we got. Hold on. I lost my page. There we go. All right. We have, all right, who going to the casino? Valley.
They look fine.
What's that?
These real tacos.
Oh, who said you? I'm trying to do, you know I'm easily distracted.
I know you are. I like it. I kind of use it for my own.
I see. Let me tell y'all, who going to the casino? The brand new Bally's is open for a test try to take y'all money. The Bally's Casino here in Chicago, 600 North Wabash. Welcome to Chicago's newest casino. Let me see what it's got here. Yeah, Bally's newest casino. 34,000 square feet of gaming, 800 state-of-the-art slot machines, and 56 live action table games, including the Asian style offering. So if y'all like some Asian gambling, I just don't know what kind of food they got because, you know, we like to know. Here we go. Dining and drinks. This is what we want to know.
Ain't nobody buffet going to ever be fast as the Horseshoe.
I ain't never been to the Horseshoe buffet.
Oh, well, my family, we used to partake in that in birthdays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. Kitchen 888 is a modern high energy restaurant and noodle bar. So that's like a noodle joint. That looks good, though. The Medina Bistro. Relaxed atmosphere, complements diverse menu, classic comfort food, and blah, 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 blah. Wabash Cafe. Okay, I'm not. Now, the Center Bar and the Bistro Bar might have my attention.
What's the name of it?
The Center Bar and the Bistro Bar.
What's there?
They're inside the casino.
What are they offering?
The last name is Bob. What more do you need to first name Center, middle name Bistro. Which one do you need? What's up with the CPU president sending her children to a private school?
There's nothing wrong
with that. We can talk about that in a minute. Hold that thought. I forgot about that. So Angela said, I don't want two fish for nothing. Cajun Boil and Bar is the only place for crab legs or crab cellar. I want to try that. I thought crab cellar was closed. I went twice and made it. What's crab cellar?
So
it's, help me out, Tanya.
Yeah, okay. So it's right next door to Pasta Palazzo. So
I love Pasta Palazzo.
So in the basement.
You should go.
In the basement is unlimited crab legs and burgers. You have to put your deposit down, you know, to go down into the cellar. We went to the restaurant one time. We just didn't go. No, I didn't go with you.
Is that the place?
Long time ago. Okay. Let it ride.
I like Low Country too, Felicia. That's if I'm gonna go, because I don't know about these other people. I'm gonna go down to the Low Country.
No. Now, crab cellar has been around a long time. It is like the
See my face.
It's a speakeasy of crab, you know, crab legs and burgers. It's unlimited crab legs and hamburgers.
Okay.
And everything. But you do have to put a deposit down to reserve your seat.
Tanya, what you know about that Incredible Hulk down at the Lowcountry?
That's Low Country. Oh, that's good.
Who
trying to give me like
quizzes
and stuff?
That was me. I just remembered it.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Like,
that Incredible Hulk down at the Low Country.
But dang, you gotta tell them about the Boulevard and their rum punch.
Tanya know all about the restaurants before they hit the street.
Who? Okay, so who?
Ah, that's Felicia. Sounds like she's trying to call you baby D. I know all about the 2027
stuff. I love a good restaurant, a good service, and a good vibe.
Right, what's coming in 2028?
I got plans.
Right.
I love, like, my new thing is finding good speakeasies to just, like, chill and vibe.
The Boulevard was the truth. Y'all need to go see the Boulevard. The Boulevard, I was pleasantly surprised. And please.
Yes, it's a vibe.
With the Boulevard. The Boulevard has a whole vibe. West Loop, Lake Street, check it out. I'm telling you. I mean, the Boulevard, from the outside in, don't look like Nathan. From the outside. But up on the inside, there's something else going on in there. Y'all need to go and holler at the Boulevard real quick. It was good eating.
Especially on Sundays. Cocktails are happy.
Right, they have a happy hour down on Sundays. Say, what is a, what's a speakeasy?
So speakeasy is
it's a little bit more it's a little more uppity than the juke joint.
Yeah, it's but it's chill.
It's an upper class juke joint. Ray's Boom Boom Room. That's a speakeasy.
Yeah.
Ray, you know Ray's Boom Boom Room. You never been to the Boom Boom Room?
If you like go to Palm Springs Champagne, they have a speakeasy.
I cannot. Oh God. All right. So yeah, if y'all going to, if anybody going to the casino, let's call and see if we can host a GTLO night at the casino.
Happy. This is what we want to take down this show from two platforms. Going to box. Come on down.
We just going to eat. We just going to eat. I ain't gonna accidentally drop a coin in the slot machine on the way back. But if I had to drop one in there and I hit the jackpot, and my face there where you go try and tell me that the church is going to be like, hey, we don't want your time. You don't think they're going to want it? Because it came from the slot. Let me stop. Oh, God. What the hell in the basement to speak easy? No! You know what? I'm done. I cannot. I can't. All right. What else we got? All right, y'all. So let me get to Felicia's comment. Pop Felicia's comment up on the screen, please, so I can see. All right. All right. Felicia wanted to know, what's up with the CPU president sending her children to a private school? Something about her I just don't like. All right. So this is what I find interesting. So at first, you know, I thought about this from a standpoint of I work with teachers. I've worked with teachers for now the last 6 years. Kind of, yeah, 6 years or so. I've worked with teachers. And I noticed that a lot of the teachers that I worked with, they had children who were either at the elementary school age when I was there, or they were at the high school age. They did not attend the schools that their parents taught at. Some of them did. A lot did not. So I guess my retort would be, if it's my kid, I would want to send my kid, if I could, if I was, if I had the resources, to send my kid to the best possible school for him or her to get the best possible education. Now, I know what that looks like and sounds like because you the CTU president. You over all of the teachers. in the Chicagoland area. You can't send your kid to one of them schools where your union at? That's a valid question. It is a very valid question. I don't know. Let me think a little bit further on it. But Tanya, I know you have an opinion.
Okay.
Here comes Tanya. Here comes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I've known, you know, we know one person whose kid go to the school she works at.
Yes.
And everything. So let's think about it in a kid perspective and everything else like that. Should a kid go to the school of, you know, of where their parent works? That, you know, because, you know, you get that, it's like being a preacher's kid. I don't care if your mama do work here. I don't care if daddy do work here. And everything else like that. So, and, you know, she said she wanted to provide her son. She said her son wanted to play soccer. Now, I don't know of all the quality Chicago Public Schools, is there a good soccer team out here and everything else like that. But this is this child's high school life. Like, you know, he's setting himself up to for college and everything. So he doesn't have to, when you hire her, the only requirement is that she needs to live in Chicago to head up Chicago Public Schools. Her, it did not say in the stipulation of the contract, like, you know, that her son, her kids must attend a Chicago public high school and everything else like that. She put it upon herself to find her son a school that has soccer, or I guess, or a quality soccer team, so he can live his dream and everything else like that. So I don't find anything, what I find upsetting is the person who put it out there as if it's a big, you know, to do, who was upset with her to say, oh, your son goes to a private school. She's paying the money for it. That's her money.
So let me, go ahead.
So, but like, you know, I mean, just think about it. That's a kid. He should not have to go to a school. Like, you know, he's going to a Catholic school that is in Chicago. It's not a suburban. It's a Catholic school in Chicago and everything else like that. He should not be here. This is like how we get into this, how we hold pastors and the pastor's wife in different regards. Like, you know, he got the calling. She was there for the calling to be his wife. Like, you know, nothing more and nothing less.
Right.
You know, and if anything else happens, like, you know, if she should bring in some, as we like to say, since we're talking about restaurants, if she like to bring in some fast to it, that's great. But don't, you can't be mad at her for wanting to put her kid in a school where he said he wanted to go. That's just like what my daughter said, because, like, you know, she said, could not see her eating lunch on the lawn of Ignatius and everything. Okay, well, I'm going to make it happen. We poor, but we're going to make it happen.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I that's just my take on it.
So, okay. Let me read Felicia's comment. Felicia says, but Tanya, she was quoted as saying she was sending the public school.
But that, he's a high schooler.
Right.
Making,
does she have other kids?
Yeah, she got, I think she has a daughter.
So those ones are in public school, I'm assuming.
Yes,
okay.
They are in public school.
So let me
but
read.
This is a boy that would be a college student. And
he's a freshman.
Trying,
yeah. Yeah.
So he, sooner or later will be in college.
Right.
And everything. She could have said that, and I know she is the parent and everything else like that. But when it comes to education, this kid said, I want to go here.
So let me read. This is from WBEZ News in Chicago, News Radio, Chicago. So it says, the head of Chicago, so if you just tuned in, we're just talking about this now. We're just talking about the stuff that's going on in the city. The head of Chicago Teachers Union is facing a backlash for sending her eldest child to a private high school. A decision, she says, represents a stark statement about disinvestment in public schools and drives home why the fight to fully fund neighborhood schools is so important. An online news site run by a former CTU employee that has been critical of the union's leadership revealed on Saturday that CTU President Stacey Davis Gates is sending her freshman son to a Catholic school on the South Side. National and local right-wing and pro-school choice groups have picked up on the story. Here's the main criticism. Davis Gates and the CTU strongly oppose school choice.
They oppose charter schools.
They oppose you having a choice on whether or not to send your child to a public school or a charter school.
That's it.
They don't like the fact that you can choose to send your child to a free charter school versus a free public regular CPS run school.
Mm-hmm.
So, in an interview with WBEZ, Davis Gates says she is critical of school choice initiatives that siphon money from public schools, saying they are partly to blame for the lack of resources available to neighborhood schools. This is her quote. She defended her decision to send her son to private school, saying it was the result of unfair choices she and other South and West Side parents faced. She says it was a very difficult decision for us because there's not a lot to offer Black youth who are entering high school in Chicago. Davis Gates said, in many of our schools on the South and West Side, the course offerings are very marginal and limited. Then the other thing, and it was a very strong priority, was his ability to participate in co-curricular and extracurricular activities, which quite frankly don't exist in many of the schools, high schools in particular. Davis Gates, I'm just reading her comment.
Okay.
Davis Gates is also denouncing the news outlet's decision to reveal her son's high school choice along with his picture and name. I get that part. They shouldn't have did that.
I never did find out what the high school he's going to be.
I guess it was on the it was on the website that released it. Let me say this because
I'll say this.
Go ahead.
She did say at one point, and like you know, when parents have to advocate for their kids, they'll tell you some things without putting their business out there. She said something about the social emotional value. So obviously there is something there with her son. And with her son that he needs a little bit more help. And so I'll say this. When it was the choice of Walter Payton and St. Ignatius.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody said, you know, which was still her choice about where she was going to go. But they literally said, you know, for your child's mindset and everything, like, you know, they were like, choose St. Ignatius because she's going to get the social and emotional support that she, because, you know, at high school, that is a bunch of hormones, a bunch of brain activity going on and everything. And people literally said Walter Payton was not equipped to handle that.
Okay, so let me continue with the comments. Monica Dunn, Bonnie, she says, I understand what you're saying, but the controversy was related to all of her previous comments. Let me read some more of her comments. This is what she said. My neighborhood school doesn't offer a newspaper. It doesn't offer web design. It doesn't offer a student council. It doesn't offer resources, sports opportunities. It just doesn't do that, she said. Disinvestment and disparities have long been a problem in CPS, but Davis Gates says that they've exacerbated in recent years. All but one majority Black neighborhood high school on the South Side has seen enrollment drop precipitously over the past decade. The school district tied funding tightly to enrollment during this time, which led to declining budgets in schools. Many had to limit class variety and to do with activities. Here's what you said earlier. Another big consideration, her son plays soccer, and the South Side schools with good programs are in Latino neighborhoods far from her home. So let me say this from a sports perspective. Her comments are coming back to bite her in the butt. Some of them, yes, they are. But if I have a kid who is great at a sport and takes it very seriously and puts in the work for said sport, and if I have spent money on the side for said kid to continue to do well in said sport, then I'm going to put him or her in a school where he or she can play well in that sport. Now, sending him to a Latino school that's far away from her house and where she got to be, that's not an option. Then it says, she said she looked into selective enrollments at magnet high schools, which tend to have healthy enrollments and fundraisers that allows them to offer more complete programs, but that would require her son to spend hours traveling. Okay? She said she even considered sending her son to live with her brother in a different state, so he could have a high school experience like what she and her husband had, experience outside of Chicago, that she just catapulted them into higher education. Wow. I'm going to say it like this. This kid is, because I'm a coach, so you could go on Max Prep. Is she one of the people who should be advocating that the schools offer more in the community? She's saying that public schools don't have the stuff in it. She's blaming charter and choice on the reason that public schools don't have money, which is a bunch of crap.
Right, because you tax.
Because CPS taxes the charter schools.
Yeah, they tax the charter schools.
Big time.
And then they have capped charter schools. So no more charter schools would ever open because there's a cap now on charter schools.
There you go.
Right. CPS is the pimp. And charter schools are the little minions, because like literally, because if you are in a CPS school, but you're a charter school, you pay them rent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We know this fact. We know this for a fact.
It's amazing.
And some of them are slumlords.
And very. And then the charter kids don't get the same amount of money as the public school kids. They receive less funding.
Facts. No lies though.
And charter schools and public schools, everybody's fighting for attendance and everything else like that. But you know, at the end of the day, what happened is the black community. What the black community has done is, we're not out here having teen pregnancy anymore. So all these schools that are out here are abandoned, are now being turned into social service agencies and everything else like that. It's like, you know, no one has enough kids in their building. If you look around at every bus or every billboard, you will see a charter school vying for students. You'll see a public school vying for kids and everything else like that. There, because we're not out here like we used to be back in the 80s with all the teen pregnancy. Like, you know, people have found out kids are expensive.
Are they?
That's what happened. It wasn't that charter schools were taking away from from CPS and everything. So people are getting charter, private school education through charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
I had more friends that came from Providence St. Mary have their kids in charter schools than to send their kid to Providence St. Mary. Number one, because the tuition was way too high. But at the same time, they saw the quality in charter schools.
Yeah. Patricia, what's going on, Pat? She says the system has long been broken for a long time, even before the advent of charter schools. She can send a boy wherever she feels is best for him. I agree with that part. I think any parent, at the end of the day, should send your kids anywhere. The problem with her is when you've been on the record talking about your kids should be able to go to the schools and go to schools in their neighborhood, and then you send yours somewhere else. It's part of that. Why teachers are quitting? Well, I can tell you that. I can tell you that. I got a couple options. Let me say this real quick, and then we're going to move to because I want to talk about the migrant situation. I think a lot of teachers, after the pandemic and sitting at home for almost 2 years, or let's just say two school years, I think some of them thought about, is this really worth it? I know CPS is short, yes.
Oh, sorry. I told you, like, when I was in class, that lady, it was a lady from Chicago Public Schools. She pivoted. She was like, she wants to be a dispatcher.
Yep. Chicago Public Schools. Now, I'm saying this. Mind you, I worked at a charter school, and now I teach at a private high school. So I can tell you, based off of my experience, is that from a resources standpoint, you see things differently. Now, let me say this. Some teachers should have retired a long time ago. I ain't talking about them, and I'm sure that's not your question, Audrey. Not the ones that should have retired a long time ago. But I think some teachers are quitting because they're frustrated, because they don't have the resources. And I believe this to be true. They don't have the resources. Teachers are, there's a teacher shortage, not just in Chicago. I believe there's a teacher shortage nationally.
Okay.
Those two, huh?
In Texas.
Mm-hmm. There's a teacher, well, yeah. I think there's a teacher shortage for one, because they don't have the resources, and then they don't have the parental buy-in. It is difficult to teach children when you don't have the support behind them helping you so that they're prepared when they get to the classroom. And a lot of people probably, and I would be surprised if it's the younger teachers who are quitting, who've only got 3 or 4 years in and saying, you know what? I got a degree. I'm going to do something else. because they don't want to go through the red tape. If we're going to talk about Chicago Teachers Union or Chicago CPS, Chicago Teachers Union is messy as hell. Let's just be honest. That whole situation is just messy. And let me go on the record right now. I guarantee you, y'all come back now. You know how people say stuff online and it don't age well? Because you have to come back and eat crow. Let me go on the record right now and say this. I guarantee you there will be no talk of a teacher strike in these next 4 years. I guarantee you teachers' contract conversations will not come up in a negative way in these current 4 years. Y'all already know why. Now, Miss Audrey says, I know some teachers feel the students have all the power and teachers don't have any authority. Also know some. Well, that is true. That is true. Come on, Miss Bonham. That is true. Because the kids do have all the authority. A lot of teachers, and I know this from charter school experience, you don't have any control over your curriculum. They give you somebody else's curriculum to follow. And I believe part of why kids are not learning on the level they should is because teachers' creativity has been squashed. They have taken away the creativity on how you connect to students because you're stuck doing some curriculum that somebody somewhere has said, well, this works for these kids over here. Well, those kids over here don't learn like these kids over here. Well, this is the formula, and this is what they said works in this area, in this area. And in Europe, they're doing this. This ain't Europe. So you've taken away all the creativity from the people who have to teach, and now you want me to teach like a robot. Let me tell you how difficult that is. So when I got to Christ the King, I have a few different classes. So I was teaching, I was a college prep instructor, but then I was also the consumer economics instructor. I did not create the syllabus or the curriculum for consumer economics last year. Because I was kind of thrown into that part of the job, in order for me to be somewhat successful, I just went along with what was already created from the previous term. Some of it should have been deleted and erased, excommunicated, disintegrated, burned eons ago. But I needed to have materials, and it was too late in the year to come up with it, right? Fast forward to this year. College prep, brand new curriculum. Consumer economics, brand new curriculum. I partnered with the rest of the college counselors to create the college prep curriculum. I completely rewrote the syllabus for the consumer economics curriculum. I'm the only person that teaches it. So I had to work so I can do what I want to do. I have that freedom where I work at. I also teach an eighth period elective on entrepreneurship. All that's mine too, because I'm the only person teaching it. So I have the freedom to teach creatively. I can switch on a dime if something ain't working, or if I see it's not connecting, guess what? Boom, to garbage, go, next. I'm not stuck to some non-connecting, traditional, don't quite work, I feel like I'm in somebody's church, don't quite work method and keep doing it because we've been doing it all our lives. Kids don't learn the same way. You standing, sitting behind your desk reading or turning on a video, good God, is not teaching. I am all over the place in my classroom. I have a huge podium slash lectern at the very front of my classroom. But then I will sit in the, I will keep, put myself on the center desk and sit in the very middle of the classroom on top of the desk and just rotate around like I am in this chair and just keep talking and teaching from here or over there. And I'm not saying I'm the best teacher ever. I ain't gonna never say that. However, my students are all engaged in my classroom. And I think a lot of teachers are frustrated because they know they could do a better job if they had the freedom to do so. They know they could do a better job if they had the support of the administration, and most of them don't. Because a lot of administrators either forgot what it was like to be a teacher, or they thought when they became an administrator they were going to do something different, and they just fell right into the game. Because now they got an extra zero on that check, and they ain't going to try to mess up their money trying to flip the game back to a way that actually works. Please, I'm assuming you say, and the pay isn't enough. Police officer said, my friend quit because she refused to call kids by pronouns. Now, let me tell y'all something real quick, and then I'm going to move on this. That's one of the things I really love about my current school. There is no pronoun agendas. Bless you. There are no pronoun agendas. Ain't nobody telling me I got to put pronouns on my email signature. Now, you free to be who you are, absolutely. But they ain't finna have no meeting telling me I gotta agree with who you are. We ain't having a whole week of PD telling me I need to recognize your identity and call you a them and a they when you one person. You cannot be a pronoun. Let's move on. All right. What time is it? Let's talk about these immigrants. Is it migrants or immigrants? Which one? What is it? What are we calling it?
Migrants.
Is it migrants?
Yes.
Because they're migrating here?
Yes.
Okay. So you all know that it started last year?
Yes.
The title seems to be different from the current roof of discussion. What's going on? hello, Shia Mo. Or Shia Mo, Yeah, we're still doing our current, what is it called? I don't call it hot topics, but
yeah, hot topics.
Current conversation. We haven't gotten to the main topic because our current conversation took us a little over. If you look in the description of it, we were talking about the teacher thing came up because somebody brought it up, but we've been talking about, just to give you a little update. We're talking about the casino that opened. We talked about State of Chicago here in Chicago. And now we're about to talk about the migrant housing situation here in Chicago for a brief moment. We'll see how that goes, and then we'll see what happens after that. But yes, I know that we normally hit our main topic, our five, today would be five of the reasons to receive God's grace and mercy. That's great. You're a teacher here in Chicago or somewhere else? Where are you at? But again, this, so you know, they started dropping off when these migrants crossed the border, these conservative states decided that they were in a different state. Okay, bless you. They decided they were not going to have them in their states. So they sent them to what they called, what is it? I know not just liberal states, but there was another terminology that was used. Can I think of it right now? But where they would be more welcome. So busloads of immigrants / migrants were shipped and bused from Texas to New York, to Chicago, to California. I'm trying to think of a couple other places. They were shipped there by the busloads. So we're talking 50 and 60 migrants per bus, sometimes 100, depending on how big. How many people hold the Greyhound hold? I don't even know. About 50. So they were getting dropped off by the busloads. We just had another busload drop them off when? Sunday night? Whatever it was, Monday night. Two more buses came. And these people don't have a place to go. Our homeless shelters in Chicago, our homeless shelters in Chicago were full before they started showing up, before the busload started showing up. So now in Chicago, I don't know what they're doing in the other states, but in cities, but in Chicago, the migrants are all living outside of police departments. Some have made camps in city parks and other places. I told you I was shocked to hear that they were in Oak Park. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that.
Yeah,
outside the city hall, in the village hall. I had three teachers tell me that. I'm like, what? Like, you for real?
They must be on the parking lot side, because I don't see them on the front.
Wow. Shiamo or Shiamo, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, said they've been trying to make me a robot for a decade. Somebody said, I'm like, Peter, I get out the boat. I can't fake God and the Holy Bible to not make me a robot. I know that's right. So these migrants are now all over the place, and they've been struggling trying to find shelters for these people. Now, all of a sudden, here in Chicago, Mr. Brandon Johnson, the mayor of the city of Chicago, his new plan is to create something called base camps, where they're going to get military-style tents. Military-style tents that have, so you know, a military-style tent comes with HVAC, heat and AC. And it gives them a place to be able to cook. Here is my main conversation. Where these military tents, where are they supposed to go? Where are these military tents? Or where was the thought of these military tents for the people who have been out buying their own tents, where churches have donated tents? Tent City. Now we're finna build a whole tent. Let me get this for y'all. Let me do this.
They're gonna do a mash.
Yeah. That's literally what it's about to be. Let me get this if I can find. Okay, here we go. Yep. All right. Come on, ABC7, work with me. All right. So here is the wonderful mayor of the city of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. And then we'll talk about this. Here we go. Sound would be nice. I doubled it. Okay. I see the comments. I see the comments. I just want to know where the money comes from. We close mental health and drug treatment centers and hospitals because of lack of funding. We have a lot of people living outside. And I hear some people reaction when people say what Audrey just said. Because some people go, well, you shouldn't say that. Well, why not? Let's say all of a sudden you build these tents, these base camps throughout the city of Chicago. You build these base camps. Are the current homeless people who are living in a tent, tending for themselves, are they able to go to the base camp? The ones that have to go and buy the little propane heating tanks to cook with and heat their tents up with, can they go to the base camp? Can all those people living under the Dan Ryan right there off of 18th Street, Union, right there, where you get on that, where that overpriced shale gas station is, y'all know what I'm talking about. You want like $3,000 a gallon. Can all them brothers and people who are living under there, can they pack up their tent and go live at the base camp? How long is the base camp going to be open? It's only temporary, right? How long is it going to be open? That's my question. How long is it going to be? And again, I'm saying that people need someplace to go, and I'm not saying that they should not be provided a place to go. My question is, who's all invited to the base camp park? Who's all invited to the party? Felicia says, build the tents around the border. You can't just integrate people that have no knowledge of where they're at. The language barrier. Chicago is looking for cheap labor. You can't build a base camp around the border. You know why? Because the border states are all Republicans. And the Republicans is the one that's shipping them to the sanctuary city. Texas is the border state. Yeah. They're going to get a Social Security card. They're trying to rush them. They're trying to rush work visas. They're trying to rush work visas so they can get a job and work. Now here's one. Let me get the other side of the argument. Because people are gonna be all these different jobs. But what jobs are they taking? Because all the cleaning jobs that y'all ain't taking, y'all going to be mad because they taking them. All the busboy jobs they going to take, y'all ain't taking them. Y'all going to be mad they taking them. Oh, I know it's not going to be short term. I know it's, my question and my concern is, and then here we go, question, or larger question. What are y'all doing with all these abandoned school buildings? And I guess people are going to say, well, we don't want them in our neighborhood. Okay, that's fine. But they're already there. You got a police station in your neighborhood. They're living at the police station. You got an abandoned school building with what? Let me see. How many classrooms you think are in a decent-sized school building? 20? 25?
14 to 20.
14 to 20. In a elementary school building, 14 to 20.
In the older buildings.
So 14 to 20. What are we doing with all these abandoned school buildings? They can't be retrofitted. You can't go in there and throw some drywall up real quick and turn the water back on and turn electricity back on. I know they've probably been gutted by the crackheads, but the ones that haven't. But Ty, you had an interesting thought earlier. Because Tanya said, why not reopen McCormick Place like y'all did and turn McCormick Place to the hospital?
I did say that.
You did say that.
I also thought just now, I was thinking, because they do want it to be a base camp, so it's going to be a small sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have people, they're going to have nurses and people who speak the language, you know, from where these people come from,
mm-hmm.
to be on site. So it sounds like, you know, of course there's going to be, not to say police, but probably not, you know, armed security and everything else. I was thinking, in larger part, like, you know, unfortunately, they did say because we have the most abandoned property, it is going to be the west side or the south side. I was thinking, take over these, the Chicago Park Districts, not the Park Districts, but the bigger land, like, you know, like say the park on Roosevelt in 17th, like, you know, Roosevelt at first, that, you know, those groves, take over those groves.
Oh, that's Cook County.
Anything in Cook County, it's still city of Chicago, right?
Mm-mm. That's Cook County. That's the county. That ain't the city. That's Prepwinkle now.
See, that's
sad. That's
the only way we have. I mean, you know, that's the land that we do have. And I mean, unfortunately, I know it's open nights, it's cooked. But I mean, you know, I would, if it was me, if I had to, I would take over the forest preserves, if that was at all possible.
So Ms. Don Bonner says Chicago and other cities have been sanctuary cities for decades. Just weren't prepared or ready for it. She said there has to be a demand that the government expedite the work visas for the migrants to work in the service industries that are needed, hotels, nursing homes, etc.
And they're trying to.
They are.
We have spent $83 million. We don't have no more money and everything else like that.
We ain't got it.
These migrants have experienced Chicago in a way that some of us have not experienced Chicago. They have been housed in Soldier Field. They have been places.
Get your girl.
Is it Felicia?
Get your girl.
What'd she say?
Get your girl.
I mean, you do that just reading the comments. Moving to Detroit, every other house. You guys. You. Hey, was it your auntie? You may be right.
Right. You might be right. Really? Felicia? Moving to Detroit. I guess here's another concern, and you mentioned security. What's the stop? The base camp from turning into the Superdome during Hurricane Katrina.
There's nothing. We are literally filling our way.
Who's running the security? Clearly not our Chicago Police Department.
Because they're very much so stretched thin.
So, is it going to be government funded security? You stick the National Guard in there? That ain't their job.
I mean, it's not. I also thought about that too. The national
guard. The barracks.
Take them over there.
They those not full.
Those ain't full.
two weekends out the year. I don't know when they full or not.
But we have to do something. Like,
what's the plan beyond what we see now? I don't know.
Just human decency says, because we all know Chicago and we know it's very bitter cold.
But it's coming.
Not even about the aesthetics of how it looks now. Because of Chicago being very, very cold and everything else like that,
mm-hmm.
we have to find them a place to live. And I know some people feel like, send them back and everything. We can't do that. We gotta find a way to make them at home, not comfortable, but at home. Because
mm-hmm.
And they said they want to work. These people want to work. They want to live 13, 15 people in the house. Like, we watched the special.
Mm-hmm.
13 people staying in the house because they're seeking a better life.
Shimo says people in Mexico might receive $9 a month for working a whole month, whereas here in America at $2 an hour, they can make the $8 a week. So yeah, they take your job. And they essentially go through with their monthly pay.
Yeah.
The tents are at least not different now, but there has to be a system in the tent. I have been in the army tents for medical, et cetera, and they are far better than the police stations in the street. I'm sure they are.
So you're going to give them showers. They literally are giving them homes.
When they had the community, when they were trying to get the community feedback, the interest from the community, I heard that, oh God, pick up Felicia. I already know it's going to be something bad. When I saw that one lady, she said, how do we know who's vetting these people? That was her concern. She says, I know all of them are not criminals, but how do you know which ones are, like, not criminals and which ones aren't? And I thought about that comment, and I almost was going to agree with her. But then I said, you don't know when the people that move in next to you, that's American, ain't criminals.
Right.
You don't know that now. So what difference do it make?
You are literally doing what has been done to us for years.
Yeah.
Criminalizing people and everything else like that.
Yes.
Instead of criminalizing, they are humans. And they are here for a reason and everything else like that. And also, like, if there are going to be some mental health issues that's going to show up in some of them and everything, and they need our help at the end of the day.
I think we do the best we can. And I don't know if living at a police station, they would have to interview some immigrants.
It looks uncomfortable.
No. I'm saying, is living at a police station in the city of Chicago better than where you work?
But if
I guess that's my, and it might be. And that's harsh. Is living at a police station, sleeping on a sleeping bag or a blanket on concrete, in a tent, not in a tent, but is that really, if that's better than being where you were, that's a completely different perspective. No, they're not coming to tie your house, Felicia. Ha ha, here. Ain't gonna be able to do it. Audrey says, I can use the remodel my see y'all being wrong. But hey, she says when they were first arrived, the idea of the tent was introduced and shut down by the former mayor. But I do believe that they had done the tents in the first that they, if they had done the tents in the first place, our places could have been prepared to accommodate. True. So you said Auntie Lori didn't want the tent? Interesting.
But they definitely use some cornerstone.
What you say? Because you turned your mic up.
I said they definitely use some cornerstone.
But cornerstone got some events.
They can shut down. they can at least shut down. And McCormick Place is nothing but a maze. They can at least
Hall C.
Hall C is on the east wing, but not where you know ballet. It's literally south.
It probably costs more money to run McCormick Place and Hall C than it does to, because who's responsible for McCormick Place? The Park District? I don't know.
I don't know who.
Yeah, who's the landlord? Right. Who gets the rent money?
McCormick Place.
Right. Who the baby's at? Who gets the rent money for McCormick Place?
But even if that's like, okay.
Because if the city got to fight that bill.
Let me work with you.
Because the tip's coming from the government.
Let me work with you. Okay. If you don't want the inside McCormick Place,
mm-hmm.
How about the empty parking structure of McCormick Place? You put the tents in there.
Interesting. Okay. That's interesting. But that's still outside.
It's still outside. You still have the whole tent model and everything.
Can you put that tent in there, though? I don't know about that. Because those tents are, like, up, like, one-story buildings. They're not, like, tents. It's not a picnic tent.
It's not the orange.
It ain't the summer sizzle.
It's not the orange ones. It's not the Antarctica ones. Like, because that was my whole vision, that they were the orange ones.
Okay. These are the white military tents. Yeah. These are the white military tents. Yeah. Oh God. That's
they can't go to the hospital. They can't come to the hotel. They can't go to the hospitals in Greektown. They can't go to the hotel in Hyde Park. Where do y'all want them to go?
Oh, Lord.
Because back is not the answer. They can't go back.
Wow.
We have to find a happy medium.
I don't know. I am at kind of at a loss. Again, there needs to be something. I think there's a lot of different options. I'm sure that smarter people have looked into this than us over here being pundits on the other side. But I just want to make sure that when all this support is happening, that the people who've been in Chicago struggling get that same support. And I'm almost to the point of saying, when they open the doors to the tent, to the base camp, that the people that's already on the street should be the first one to get a chance to decline being moved to the base camp. When you send them buses to the police department, send them buses to these tents and say, hey, y'all want to pack up and come on? Let's not do them like Lori did when they took them up and then they came back and all their stuff was snatched up and thrown away. Mm-hmm. Let's not do what Auntie Lori did. She says, I've been to the police station so many families that say the police station is better than where they came from. Wow. Yeah. They are very silent. They are, because they cannot justify in a country that has homeless people all over the country, homeless Americans. Let's start there. Homeless Americans. I wish I had a microphone so that I may speak live with you. I feel that happy medium is to learn from immigrants and others who are industrious, hardworking, people of integrity who just, I'm sorry, it's probably too late now. Let me see. I think my thing is off. Yeah, it is. I was going to say, you could have called in to the call-in number. I don't think it'll let you call in now. Let me see. I think it's over. Let me try this real quick. Because we have a call-in number. 2-2-2-2-2-3-8-7-0-4-3-2-5. But, yeah, you would have been able to call in if you'd have called in before 9 o'clock. Because technically, I'm over my time. Let me see.
There are new shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using
them. Yeah. So you would have been able to call in that way. But yeah, veterans that are homeless, people that have fought for this country, people who have sacrificed for this country, there is no, where do they get to go? Where do they get to go? You know, so again, absolutely help these people, help these people, help these people, help these people. But at the same time, let's make sure that those that have been on the street, those that are actually citizens of this country and citizens of this city, make sure that they are also on the receiving end of whatever mercies and grace and resources that are going to be spread. I don't care if it's a blanket. Make sure they get one too. If you're passing out new fresh pajamas, make sure they get they do too. And I'm just saying this, they ought to get first dibs because they've been out there a long time. To my listeners who are new to the show, yes, we are not going to get to this article tonight. Is that right, Madam Producer?
Correct.
We're not going to get to this tonight. We will be back on Monday, right? We'll be back on Monday. So we will definitely do this on Monday. We will do this article on Monday for sure. We'll be back on Monday. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm a little torn about a lot of our topics tonight, especially this one. And knowing we have so many people who are in need of help, this one just kind of, not speechless, but leaves me befuddled as far as there is no right answer. There is no quick answer. There's no quick answer. Of course, we can pray about it and ask for guidance. But yeah, we just can't put people anywhere. And yes, Chicago cold is not like any other. And if they're coming from, what, Venezuela? Ain't no cold, ain't no kind of cold in Venezuela that can even give them an idea of what Chicago gonna feel like. Now, if y'all want to help them out, pick them up and take them on the tour of Peoria Meat. Let them walk in Peoria Meat for about 20 minutes and say, this is what you in store for. Because it's cold up in there. I'm just messing with y'all. Hey, look, we're going to pray. We're going to get out of here because your boy is tired. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for these, your people. We thank you for these listeners, these viewers, these watchers on all of our social media platforms. We thank you for the listeners and those on the Blog Talk Radio platform. We thank you to all of those who listen to this later. We thank you for those who are listening to this via the replay. But God, we just want to thank you first for just being you. God, we thank you for keeping these people. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, God, just for being the God that you are. Now, God, we ask that you would continue to keep your arms of protection around all of these, your people. We ask that you would continue to do what you do in our lives. God, we want to pray a special prayer for these homeless people, these immigrants, these migrants, all the homeless people that are in the surrounding areas, God, and just all of those in this country. God, we ask that you would give us the know-how and the resource and the willingness to be able to assist them with love, grace, and mercy. God, we just ask that you would be with us as we continue to move from this place. Be with us as we leave this place, but never your presence. We ask now for traveling mercy and grace. And God, any food that we are about to receive, no matter how big or how small, we ask that you would bless it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Look, y'all, I got to go. Hey, I got a football game tomorrow in Elmhurst, Illinois. Y'all come on out and support them mighty, mighty CTK Gladiators. We going for that 3-0. We going for 3 in a row. We going for 3 in a row. We going for 3 in a row. Let me tell y'all something. every win from here on out at Chicago, at Christ the King Jesuit College Prep is a historical moment. Every win from here on out is historical. Every one of them. Because we've never done it before. Let me say that real quick. Every win. So I'm gonna try to have a voice on Sunday. Saturday games is not a good look for Sunday. Because I be in here sounding real. What you say, Tay? I sound like who? What's the beauty? Who?
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa.
To my one and only Darla.
Or when what's the Brady Bunch? Peter was getting his voice.
Oh.
Remember Peter getting his voice, his growing into his voice, and they was trying to make that record?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. She's going to say, may the Lord watch. Bring your license. Elmhurst don't play. You know what? Driver's license? Oh, we've been there. We good over there, but I know Elmhurst don't play.
Oh, no, they're going to put some lights off.
Yeah, yeah, they do. They cut the lights off in the stadium.
They cut the lights off while y'all was on the field.
Like, game over. Game over. You ain't got to go home, but we need to get up out of Elmhurst.
We did not pass the paper bag test. They cut them lights clear off.
But if y'all got to drive to this special city, you know the one, Chicago, do me a favor, my brothers and my sisters. Keep your head on what we call a swivel. Two T's, one L, one O. We are.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limitation.
No!